You're listening to SBS News.
The United Nations Refugee Agency has called on all sides of conflict to abide by international law as the situation in the Tigray region continues to evolve. Spokesman Boris Chershirkov saying citizen welfare needs to be put first.
This is making it even more difficult for our staff to work and deliver humanitarian assistance. We call for calm and restraint and appeal to all parties to the conflict to abide by international law, to protect civilians, including people who have been displaced, and to ensure that humanitarian workers can continue to exercise their duties and reach as many people as they can which are in need of vital assistance right now.
Tigrayan forces have made further gains against Ethiopian troops and their allies, declaring full control over the region's capital, Mekelle. Dissident leaders from the Tigray Defence Forces have dismissed the ceasefire declaration, vowing to drive out enemies. In a statement, they said,
"The government of Tigray calls upon our people and army of Tigray to intensify their struggle until our enemies completely leave Tigray. The government and army will carry out all the tasks necessary to ensure the survival and security of our people."
The ceasefire is a rare attempt at de-escalating a war raging since November last year. The brutal 8-month conflict has been marked by massacres, allegations of widespread sexual violence, and a hunger crisis. The United Nations has warned hundreds of thousands of Tigrayans are on the brink of famine, an allegation the Ethiopian government has denied. Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed sent troops into Tigray last year to oust the northern region's former ruling party, the Tigray People's Liberation Front. At the time, he said the move was a response to TPLF attacks on federal army camps and vowed that victory would be swift. But almost 8 months on, the operation suffered a serious blow when rebels known as the Tigray Defence Forces entered the regional capital on Monday. This prompted celebrations in the streets. As federal soldiers and members of an Abiy-appointed interim regional government fled. Close to 1 million civilians have been internally displaced and many have fled to neighbouring Sudan, sparking a separate humanitarian crisis. The presence of Eritrean forces and local ethnic militia groups have deepened fears that worsening ethnic and historic divisions will have a lasting impact on the region. However, recent reports suggest Eritrean forces are starting to withdraw. United States Acting Secretary of State for African Affairs, Robert Goddick, says this hasn't been confirmed, but urged the Eritrean government to comply.
"We understand that the Ethiopian government's decision to pursue this cessation of hostilities and to withdraw its military forces has been communicated to the government of Ethiopia, and that it was asked to take similar action. We urge the Eritrean government to comply immediately. We will watch closely to determine if the ceasefire results in changes on the ground. But the Ethiopian government's decision to declare a temporary end to hostilities is a promising development, and we welcome it."
Gregory Meeks, House Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman, warned against a retaliation in Eritrea.
"I am hearing reports that the TPLF is threatening to enter Eritrea, which would be a clear and dangerous escalation in this conflict. I strongly condemn any efforts, I want to be clear, any efforts by the TPLF and any other armed group that would attempt to further escalate violence. We need to de-escalate the violence. We need a ceasefire."
The Ethiopian government says the ceasefire adopted on humanitarian grounds will last until September this year, the end of the crucial planting season in the region. However, a communications blackout is making it difficult for the outside world to access information or assist. Sarah Charles, US Aid Administrator's assistant, says the humanitarian agency won't stop putting pressure on the Ethiopian government or the United Nations.
"We need a couple of things to happen almost immediately. We need the government of Ethiopia to lift the communications blackout, which is still ongoing as of this morning, in order to enable our partners to get out. We need the Amharic regional forces to lift checkpoints on the three major arteries that we will need to move food on over the next several weeks. And we need to continue to press on our UN and our other donor partners to continue to scale up assistance."
Aid agencies have been heavily restricted by Ethiopia's government, and many want better guarantees that their workers will be safe on the field. At least 11 aid workers, most recently three employees of Doctors Without Borders, have been killed in Tigray since November. Locals in Ethiopia's capital, Addis Ababa, are hoping there won't be further violence. Others say the situation has simply left them confused.
People are saying this and that. I'm confused which one to believe. Whatever it is, I think it is the responsibility of the government to put the country on its own two feet and for its stabilisation.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has spoken with Mr. Abiy, winner of the 2019 Nobel Peace Prize, and was hopeful that an effective cessation of hostilities will take place. He called recent events in Tigray extremely worrisome, saying they demonstrate once again that there is no military solution to the crisis. Britain, the United States and Ireland have called for an emergency UN Security Council public meeting, which could take place on Friday. The Security Council has failed to hold a public session on Tigray since the war erupted, with many African countries, China, Russia and other nations deeming the crisis an internal Ethiopian affair. The TDF launch last week coincided with Ethiopia's highly anticipated national elections, which unfolded in much of the country, though not in Tigray. The results of the polls have yet to be announced, but they are widely expected to deliver Mr. Abiy a formal mandate. Sofia Petrovic, SBS News.